Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with us. And my website is www.jbsba.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter when you get to my site. And I hope you'll check out the other things that are there. Thousands of articles, thousands of archives that you can read and listen to and find out more about our Brain Trust members and see how they can benefit you. I hope you'll take advantage of that and some of the resources that they offer and new stuff coming up. I promise we have some new stuff. We're just trying to make sure everything's just right. It's taking a little more time. It always takes a little more time than you thought. Eva Rosenberg is all over our website. She's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. We're now in our eighth year with Eva. She is the tax mama. She's one of the top experts on small business taxes in the country. She's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy, and she's our good friend. Eva, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning.
It's good to have
you
back. It's good to have you back as always, Eva. And what's the news in the area of, from the world of taxes? What do we need to know?
Well, Congress is talking about new legislation about some old stuff they've been talking about for a while. And I'd really love to have people get on board behind this. They're talking about repealing the estate tax.
We just talked about this with Giovanni Cortolo, who's the director of small business policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And he was saying that this week that's coming up, it's actually the immediate and full repeal of the estate tax is passed already. The House is now in the Senate.
That's right. We've got to get it passed both. We've got to get it passed a conference committee so that they all agree on the terms. And we want to get this passed because we're building up businesses. And this way we can pass them on to our kids, to our grandkids, and they get to keep the business intact without having to sell off critical chunks of it to pay the taxes.
Don't forget, the assets that we're passing along are all things that we've acquired with after-tax dollars.
Absolutely. We've built this by paying taxes along the way. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a successful business.
Right.
So, yeah, I would love to see that repealed. The other thing they're talking about.
Well,
is,
I want to land on that one for just a minute, Eva, if you don't mind. The thing about this, folks, is that I want to remind you of something. The estate tax was created to fund the Spanish-American War over 100 years ago. I think it was 1896 or something like that. It was established to create revenue to help fund that war. And Eva, the last time I checked, that war is over.
You sure?
And I think we won.
And I think
we should celebrate the fact that we won that war by repealing the estate tax. What do you think? Wouldn't that be a good reason to celebrate?
I think it would be a
great
reason
to celebrate. We should be so happy that we won, that we just repealed. My point in saying that, Eva, and I hope that my sarcasm is coming across. I'm usually pretty good at that. But Eva, the thing that gets me is this wasn't some brilliant fiscal policy. This didn't have any kind of fiscal purpose other than to raise money. There was no strategy behind this, no tax strategy other than just to raise money for an event,
a quick short term event.
And here we are all these years later. The world has changed. Our society has changed. The marketplace is significantly changed. I mean, beyond anything that any of those folks in those days would even recognize now. And it's time that we got rid of this thing.
And Spain isn't even a world power anymore.
That's exactly right. They're of no consequence, basically.
Except they've got great food. But yeah, it would be wonderful. It doesn't raise a huge amount of of tax
revenue. What is it, $50 billion?
I don't think it raises that much.
Not that much? I was thinking that I heard an amount of that was that much. Maybe it was another thing, something else I was thinking about. How much do you think?
I don't think it raises a billion. I mean, you know, people who really have decent-sized estates are so good at spending a lot of money on attorneys to avoid the estate taxes through one thing or another that they don't end up paying estate tax anyway. But attorneys make really great money. And so let's not support the Attorney's Retirement Act and instead support our family's longevity.
Right. Stand by, Eva. We're going to take a quick break. We got more to come with our good friend Eva Rosenberg, the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's the Atlanta Rhythm section to take us out.
And you had enough. You still gotta try.
That's right.
Do it no matter.
We're back. It's 17 till, I should say. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Eva Rosenberg, the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. And Eva, we're talking about some of the bills that are going on, some of the things that are happening out there. And what we're talking about is the estate tax. And the estate tax bill has passed the House. It's going to be going to the Senate, and they're supposed to vote on it this week.
I'm so excited. I was just looking at the statistics that IRS has on estate taxes, and the size of all non-taxable returns are estates totaling $109 billion, but that's not the tax. That's the size of the estate, and I'm not finding the taxable, all taxable returns, and I'm not finding the actual tax collected.
Right.
On support. But there's $109 billion worth of taxable estates a year. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that. Well, and the thing is what happens then is either the understandable death of someone who's gotten to the end of life, or the unintended, the premature death of a younger person. For whatever reason, who owns a business, either one of those events should not trigger a big tax event, should it?
No, it really shouldn't, because when there's an estate tax on the business, the business is usually sufficiently large that about half of the business assets need to be liquidated, need to be sold. Or borrowed against to be able to pay the estate tax.
A lot of it's inventory and real estate.
Yeah, and it makes it really hard to maintain the business.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I'm trying to see if they're showing what the businesses are. They're showing partnerships and so forth, but I'm not seeing if they're showing what the value of the business is.
I think the number that I gave earlier, I was remembering another thing, something else I think I was thinking of alternative minimum tax. I think that is about $50 billion, but I think you're right. I think the estate tax is less than that. What are some of the other things that are going on right now?
Well, they are talking, speaking of alternative minimum tax, they're talking about repealing that. And I would be
that one is so, $50 billion, and they've got to figure out where that money's going to come from to replace it.
Well, you know, first of all, the new tax structure that Bush put into place, lowering the taxes, was completely unnecessary. And I think that they can raise that $50 billion by kind of raising the tax rates just a little bit, especially on people earning more than $200,000. IRS has, or Congress, I guess, who writes the laws, has long looked at $100,000 as being wealthy. And
I disagree with you. I disagree with you, Eva. I mean, I hear you that that's a way to raise money, but I don't think we need to tinker with the tax code. This tax code that we have right now, the tax rates that we have right now, the cuts that Mr. Bush made, is the reason our economy is growing at 2.5 to 3 times the average country in Europe.
You think we've got to replace that income?
Well, we're replacing it with through production. I mean, Eva, the revenues are rolling in right now. Tax revenues are rolling in.
Yeah. Well, no, tax revenues are rolling in right now because IRS finally started a compliance push, and they've been out there chasing after people who are breaking the law. They just picked up $3.8 billion in the Son of Sam tax shelter case that all of the big CPA firms and attorneys were pushing. And, you know, IRS is actively doing press releases and letting the public know that they are on the warpath going after people.
Well, they are, and they're also going after subchapter S companies that are that are not paying their they're making a profit, but their owners are not, the shareholders are not being paid anything.
Speaking of which, yes.
Yes.
And this is the big push now, is IRS didn't really spend much time auditing small corporations, small businesses, small partnerships, you know, the smaller ones. And now this is what they're doing. The latest news is that if somebody is being audited on their personal return, and they have flow-through income from partnerships, S-corporations, and other, you know, LLCs and other pass-through businesses, IRS is very apt, that auditor is very apt to go and look at the business itself that flowed the income through. The auditor now has that authority. They've had it for a couple of years. They haven't used it. But IRS is looking at that now, and you're right. The wages are a big issue. Too many small corporations, too many S corporations, owners are not taking wages, and you are prime targets if you're not taking wages.
Well, they're trying. What they're trying to do, the two areas that I think they're doing, that they're taking their money through, Eva, is distributions, which the government is not going to allow them to just take distributions if they're working in the business, because they're avoiding payroll tax, as you know. But the other thing is they're leasing their real estate to their businesses, which I think is a smart thing, but they're paying themselves rent beyond what the market will bear.
Yeah, and if you're doing that, I never understood what the purpose of that was, because you're paying, you're moving it from one column to another, you're still paying tax on it.
But you're not paying payroll tax on it.
No, you're not paying payroll tax.
That's the reason for it, is just to avoid the payroll tax.
Yeah, but that, you know,
Which, in my opinion, is good tax avoidance, not tax evasion. But it becomes tax evasion if you're collecting $5,000 a month for rent on a building that would only get $2,000 a month if it were out in the marketplace.
And IRS isn't going to stand for
They're not
that.
Going to do that. Well, they've never done that. But as you say, they're really going after him with a vengeance now. When we come back, there's some extensions coming up that you and I need to be reminded about. And Eva's going to do that right after these messages. It's 10 till. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. The small business advocate Eva Rosenberg is our guest, and she is the Tax Mama. Eva, give us your website, please.
You can find me at taxmama.com.
See, I told you.
M-A-M-A. See, I know how to do this.
I told you she was a tax mama. They thought I was teasing, but I was telling the truth. The book is called Small Business Taxes Made Easy. Can they find it there at your website?
They can find it at my website. They can find it at Amazon. They can find it at their local bookstore. And some accountants are giving this to their clients because it saves them about a 10-hour consultation. And then when you come in, you know what to ask them.
Absolutely. Also, your newsletters.
You know what? I'm doing a daily tax quip. If you want to hear my voice every morning with a little tax quip, a little bit of inside information.
And who wouldn't want to hear that voice, by the way, ladies and gentlemen?
God, I love you. But let's go back to what we were talking about. You brought up some interesting stuff with the S corporations and wages. And rather than telling people what they're getting in trouble for, let's talk about what they can do to stay out of trouble.
Okay.
Okay? You know, we know IRS is looking at this. So what kind of wages do you need to have IRS not come after you? First of all, you need to have wages at all. A lot of people don't have it. So first of all, have wages. Do a proper payroll. That means you're not writing yourself a check. You're actually writing a payroll check.
Right.
And I would say that you need to be looking at what the market would pay somebody in your position. And if you paid yourself 50 to 75% of that amount, you probably would have no problem with IRS.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get away with that lower amount because you're going to write documents into your minutes saying you're holding back some of that money for growth, for new equipment, for new marketing,
And you're recognizing that as a shareholder of the company, that by deferring your gratification in the form of payroll, you're actually investing in your future.
Absolutely. And so there's no...
But the point you're making is write that down.
Put in anything that you are doing that will raise eyebrows at IRS, write down an explanation. Minutes don't have to be formal.
Right.
It helps, though, if they're...
Put it on a brown paper bag, a number 10 bag, folks, and staple it into your minute book.
That's right. And if you do business over cocktails, the cocktail napkin,
right,
cocktail napkin is fine.
That's right.
Just and people on, have done that.
Get it on paper. All right. Then what else?
Well, I think those are the key things. Anything that you do, anything that you decide, if you're going to make decisions about employee benefits, if you're, by the way, a lot of people are overlooking the regular C corporation. Because so many of us are in service-related businesses,
mm-hmm.
and know that when you have a C corporation, it becomes a personal service corporation with the highest rates. But if you have a C corporation, you can actually run benefits through there, like defined benefit plans
mm-hmm.
that would let you put $200,000 or $300,000 worth of your profits into deferred retirement accounts, and then all you've got to do is use the rest of the money in the business to wipe out the income totally.
So there's some certain scenarios for a business that maybe a C is better than an S.
Absolutely.
Especially if you've gotten to a point where you're highly profitable and you've grown to a certain level. I can see that. What about on the renting of the real estate? You know, you're talking about documentation. All you've got to do is compare your square footage and the quality of your building that you own yourself, which as I've said, is an excellent strategy. It's an outstanding strategy to own the real estate personally and lease it to your corporation. But you've got to have gone out into the marketplace and say, and have found out that your building would rent for $3,000 a month, and if you want to pay yourself $3,500 or $4,000 a month, you might get away with that. But something much more than that, the IRS is going to call that a dividend, aren't they?
Well, yeah, and what you need to do is go out and find the information that you're talking about and print it out and put it in the file.
Right.
Because the markets change, and the day that you did that, if you have a long-term lease, if the market has changed and diminished by the time IRS audits you, they can't fault you because at the time that you did this, the market was at that higher level.
Right. Now, quickly, I've only got 30 seconds. What about the extensions?
Okay. Extensions for personal returns are due August 15th. If you haven't finished your accounting, put it on extension. Your corporation isn't due till September 15th.
Right.
So you have lots of time. And if you go to taxmama.com, I have links to all the extension forms.
And you're the best, Eva. Thank you for being here.
It's always a joy to be with you.
TaxMama.com. The book is Small Business Taxes Made Easy. Eva Rosenberg is the best. Thank you, Eva. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.